Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Avis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Yossi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, Eimer. Yossi ben Yochanan, who was the leader of Yerushalayim, says, Ye Beischa, your house should be Pesuach, open. Lidavacha, open wide, for travelers to come by. Follow the example of your Zayda of Ramavinu, who had four doors for every side of his tent, so that the Orchim shouldn't have to circle around the house to find the entrance. As the Batanura explains this, And Vaitri said, V'yanim b'nei v'secha, V'yanim, the poor, should be members of your household. Zokta Batanura, this means, hire poor to do the work in your house. They need the parnasa. The Rambam has eight levels of tzedakah. The highest level of tzedakah is when you give someone a job. When you give a person tzedakah, the person feels bad. He has to accept tzedakah. But if you give him a job, he feels good about himself. Not only is he doing the honest work for you, but you get schar for hiring him on the highest level of tzedakah, madrega. And furthermore, he said, "V'al tar b'sicha mi'isha." Don't talk too much with a woman. Mi'ishta yami, this refers to his own wife. Kal v'chaymer, for sure, mi'ishas chaveray, for his friend's wife. Mikan amru, from here Chazal said, Mikan amru chachamim, calls man sha'adam mar b'sicha ima isha. When a person talks too much with the woman, goydam ra li atzmai, he causes harm to himself. Ubaitel mi divrei taira, and he neglects to study the words of taira. V'soifa yoyrish gehenim, and at the end he will inherit gehenim because of chait that it could lead to. So let's try to explain this a little bit. Of course, a person is supposed to talk to his wife. Somebody once came to Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, and he complained that his son-in-law was mekabel upon himself tanis dibur, and he says not even a word to his own wife. And my daughter suffers very much from this. Rabbi Yeshua Leib summoned the young man over. The man came running. He said, Briska Rav, Rabbi Yeshua Leib. Wow, the Briska Rav summoned me. He came running. He said, Rebbe, what is it? The Rebbe didn't answer. He stood there. He asked, did Rebbe call me? I'm here. The Rebbe did not answer. The man just stood there. The young man didn't know what to do. Should he leave? Should he go? The Rebbe, should I go? Was it a mistake? The Rebbe didn't answer. He felt terrible. He said, Rebbe, can the Rebbe please answer me? I'm going out of my mind. And the Rebbe said, I already answered you. How do you think your wife feels? So what then does the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah says, Al tar b'sicha ima isha, says Rav Shamshon v'Fol Hirsch, what does sicha mean? Sicha means stam idle talk, stam to plapple. Don't just stam plapple with your wife. Don't yenta or give over lashon hara. But talk to her for a constructive purpose. Good morning, how are you? I need your advice. A woman has bina yaseida. Share with her good things. The Batanura explains. Let's say a man comes home and he says, you know what happened to me today in shul? I was going to go over to say my dvar Torah, and someone came along and said, who do you think you are? And his wife may say, what? And you let yourself? Why do you always let yourself be stepped on like that? You go tell that person. She's going to do what Korach's wife did, that got him into such trouble that it was the worst machlokes in Klal Yisrael, and it cost them their lives. Or, says the Batanura, imagine the husband comes home and says, you know what Reuven said about me today? Reuven said I'm such a klutz and a schlump. And his wife is thinking, So I guess I'm not the only one that sees that. And this kinderlach is a rule, not just for a wife. The Chavetz Chaim talks about this. And you go and you say, you know what so-and-so said about me, besides the fact that it's Lashon Hara and Rechilas, you don't know what that person is thinking. That person's probably thinking, Yeah, and he's right also. So you're only getting yourself into trouble. You're goyrim ra la'atzmai. And of course, in general, the Mishnah is alerting us that a person has to act in such a way of tznius and kedusha. Be polite, you have to be nice, you have to be friendly, but not to engage in extra conversation. The last words of a Sofer Yoresh Gehenim, according to the Meiri, refers to stam a person talking to women. It doesn't refer necessarily to his own wife. Okay, let's chazer of what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that Yosi ben Yechran Ish Yerushalayim says, Yehi beischa pesuach l'revacha. Your house should be open wide. You know how the Chidah explains the word l'revacha, wide? You want Hashem to give you a lot of money, you should have, Baruch Hashem, a big bank account, then you open your house for aniyim and for poor people. If you want a nice, big, wide house, says the Chida, open it for others. The Mishnah told us, v'yaniyim b'nei beisecha, hire, as the Batanura explained, the poor people to work for you. The Rebbeinu Yoin explains, v'yaniyim b'nei beisecha means make them feel like they're mamish part of your home. We learned v'altar b'sicha me'isha, even in regard to his own wife. Don't stand plopple. But the conversation should be serious, good conversations to make each other feel good, as we explained. What can we do? Can we be Isaac and Chesed? Talk about things that are important. If you repeat what someone else did to you, your wife could trigger you to start a machlaikas. Or she will look down at you when she hears how others make fun of you. And a person has to be careful, b'chlal. It shouldn't lead to a baitel b'divritar if he's used to just schmoozing the entire day and to maintain levels of kedusha and tznius and modesty. So he should not be a soifai yairish gehenem.